Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, what's happening? This is Black People Business Wednesday, and it's actually Wednesday. And this is your host, Stacy Johnson, the founder and director of the Association of African American Single Mothers. And let's see, Freddie, Jess, and Chris's mom, and Elisha Skinny. And today we are talking about my favorite subject, my boys, my brothers, my men, my main men, the Black Panthers. And we are going to talk about not only what they did, their 10-point program, their 8-point program of obedience and how you're supposed to be as far as they were concerned back in the day when Black people were real Black people as far as I'm concerned. Black people stood up for themselves and for their families and for their mamas and for their daddies and for their babies and for people they didn't even know. And I love that time, and I think I just thank God that my parents pushed out one more, the youngest of 11 children born in 1964 by, at the time, a 42-year-old mama and a 52-year-old daddy. You gotta love that shit. So this is Black People Business Wednesday. It's actually Wednesday. We're not playing reggae today. We playing Aaliyah Radio today because I have something to celebrate, my own little personal Martin Luther King moment. Happened today, and it came into manifestation and realization in my life. Everybody knows that knows me knows I'm going to court on the 18th for these raggedy apartments. But, you know, I thank God because God sets me up. I figured it out. God sets me up. Whether it's the spin out at 5 o'clock in my PT Cruiser when somebody cuts me off and I spin and I swear to Jesus, I don't know what happened, God took control of the car. But I spun about 8 times. And when I came to rest, I was facing opposing traffic. Everybody's lights were looking at me. I didn't hit nothing. Nobody hit me. I made a pimp turn, off the freeway, parked at McDonald's, and prayed and thanked Jesus. And people came and said, hey, are you okay? I said, you know what? I'm more than okay. I know what I'm supposed to do. And this was years ago. I called my kids. I said, look, you all y'all, you could be not only without a daddy, two daddies, but a mama. This is what just happened to your mom. I'm good, but I want you to thank God because we got a particular purpose in this world and we're going to make sure, at least through me, that it happens. I love you. I'm going to sit in McDonald's for a minute, and I'm lucky I didn't pee on myself, but I'll be home in about an hour. When things like that happen in your life, you better wake up. Nowadays, if you have a job and it doesn't drive you crazy and you're not treated like a slave, you better be happy and you better wake up. If you have a home, you better be happy and you better wake up. So today, I'm celebrating a personal victory because I'm going to court on Tuesday for my apartment because I just decided when they start putting 3-day notices on people's doors on the 3rd and the rent ain't even due till midnight, and it's 1 o'clock. They put in 3-day notices. So I'm like, you know what, this is some bullshit. First of all, it's illegal. Second of all, I'm going to send them a letter and let them know why I ain't paying my rent. So before they even did anything to me, I did my legal right is to tell you I refuse to pay my rent. Here's the pictures. Here's the reason. First and foremost for the pool. Long story short, and the security. Because I called security when the little Negroes across the street wouldn't shut up. It's 3 in the morning on Sunday, my favorite time to get up and pray. And they still partying. Not only are they partying, their little home mamas are fighting on the patio. So that just made it even more better. Called their so-called security. Oh, man, we don't work for them no more. Oh, really? Okay, thank you. So all of that was in my answer to my complaint. Because they never answered my original letter that told them I'm withholding my rent like a normal citizen. That's all I can do is tell you why. They didn't give a damn about why. They just tried to serve me. After a couple of days of recording, telling this motherfucker, telling how he waiting for me outside and he know what my car looks like so I can take that to court with me, I'm going to court on Tuesday. So, long story short, I see them once again. They put notices on doors today. I'm like, these motherfuckers better not be putting no 3-day notice on my door. They know I'm going to court. Wait, must be crazy. What is it? We are happy to announce that beginning September 16th, Paladin Security, the security company that I called that they said they had when I called and they didn't have, will be servicing you from this point on. And please fill out the questionnaire. Give us your name. Tell us what you need. But we're going to be protecting you from this point on. I was like, yes, yes. Okay, boom. I said, you're welcome, and your swimming pool will be working before Christmas. My Martin Luther King moment. Because you know what? If that wouldn't have been in my complaint, and if I'm not going to court on that just. And this morning when I was praying, I'm like, God, you know, I'm feeling kind of empty. It's been about 3 days since it's. I got some money, 3 days, okay? Some people don't ever get money. It's been 3 days. I'm feeling kind of down. I need you to help me. Give me something today. Boom, Martin Luther King moment. Boom, a couple other things with people I never even expected, customers of mine. Hey, I got this from you. Can you do that? I'm like, I can do everything. You feel me? I can do everything and then some, everything. You got some money and it's related to my business, we can do it. You know what I'm saying? If you, what God can't do for you, or what, no, let's that ain't even right. Because God answered my prayers. And the warrior was in the sky, just as bright and just as big. And I was like, oh, where's he at? Where's he at? Bam, to my right. Look for the three stars. Look for the shoulders and the kneecaps. And I'm like, you know, God, I ain't never going to forget this in this part of my life. You know, what I've gone through, some people would have been destroyed. They'd be messed up. But you brought me through every time, and I didn't bring me through. And that's the amazing thing. I don't even think when I walk down the street after they call the cops on me because I called them racist, they called the police on me. So I'm like, you know what? Okay, Mr. Policeman, I'm going for a walk. Police didn't care. They're like, don't go back down there. The extended stay where I was living. Don't go back to you. I'm like, look, I'm going to move out. I'm moving out. I walk down the street. Boom. This is where I'm living right now. No, nothing. Nothing. No, nothing. I didn't have to worry about anything. Nothing. It was just like, can I move in here? Yeah, well, give us this, give us that. And the little chickie that worked there trumped up some stuff for me, even helped me. But I'm noticing the most fantastical miracles in my life are things that I didn't have anything to do with, are things that I just that just happened because I was believing in God that day. The spin out on the freeway with no nothing on the car, nothing. And I drove that car for another until they repoed it when I lost my job. Amazing. Three years longer. No, nothing. Never had a problem with that car. And then when I didn't have a car, that's what I tell my son. I'm like, look, when I didn't have a car, and I had $2,000, and I didn't have a car. And I had a HUD case, and I was about to get evicted from the last place I lived. But I had a HUD case because I knew I had a HUD case. And now, you know, my HUD case is good, so we're going to get paid. All that money's going to the nonprofit. But I'm like the Panthers. That's what I'm trying to say. I ain't got no kids. I don't even go swim. But it brought good, like my mama said, black or white or bullshit. If I did have kids, if Freddie, Jesse, and Chris, and the only reason why they know how to swim to this day, coming from South Central L.A., is because mommy lived in places where they had pools. And they were able to get in the pool, and their cousin taught them how to swim. What about these kids? They deserve the same thing. So whether, you know, no, it didn't directly affect me, but it affected my people. It affected poor people. That's what I'm trying to say. I had my Martin Luther King moment in this ghetto. Well, it's not even ghetto compared to where I come from. This ain't even ghetto. They just ghetto because people like being treated ghetto. The world will treat you ghetto if you let it treat you ghetto. But I told the chick that worked here, I said, look, you got me confused. I told her two, three from when I moved in here, when the $50 late fee was like her world. And I'm like, look, boo. I'm self-employed. I don't get paid to the fifth, so I know I got it. Okay, so, and I had to tell her then, and this was 3 months. I know you're used to living with black people that are poor and lost and all that shit, but that's not me, okay? I'm just here temporarily. So when I go to court on Tuesday, yes, I'm here temporarily. Yes, Your Honor, I can't get in the jacuzzi. I got C5, C6. Here's my paperwork. That's why I moved in here, C5, C6, so I can get in the jacuzzi. I can't get in the jacuzzi. All I need to do is get up to the neck. I ain't been able to get. The water's clean now, I must say. It's not a cesspool, but nobody can still get in it. And here's the paperwork. They must have understood I needed security, line number 6 on my answer to my complaint, why I moved in, because they said they had security and I'm a female that lives alone, and all of a sudden they ain't got no security the one time I called. Well, that's line number 6. And here's the paperwork. They, 2 days before, 2 days, my court date's on the 18th. On the 16th, the security begins. So, Your Honor. And give them the honor with homeless speech. Come on now. Yeah, they used to take niggas to court that ain't got the money. I'm going with everything and the money. You see? But that ain't even for me. It's not for me. That's what I want people out there to realize, that nobody gives a damn. You know, and we got all these old churches hoopty-hooping, whoop-de-whooping, and First Sundays and all that old shit and big hats and bullshit. But look at the condition of black people. Okay, so my plan is to get through this shit. I'm like, yeah, Judge, I would like to get out of my lease because the December 26th, okay, I'll be moving in my condo. I was homeless, step up, step 2, step 3, step 4. All right? Step up, step up, step up. All right? And God said, well, you know, this ain't permanent, so that's why you ain't got a whole bunch of furniture and all you did was buy 2 TVs. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of right. So, Fred, since you laying on everything now, you can have it when I move. And you got to fight for something. Our kids are hoping that you fight for something. Our old-ass people. I'm glad my mama and daddy ain't alive. Well, I'm not glad they ain't alive because they see me and they be very proud of me. But the average Negro out there in the street, they be Bill Cosby in their ass every day. Okay, my mama would, my daddy would be 100 years old this year, May 2nd. It was my daddy's birthday. May 2nd, he would have turned 100 years old. And my mama would have been 90, July 12th. Them was old people. Okay, my daddy was damn near dead by the time he was even allowed to vote in this country, a World War II veteran. My dad was in World War II and couldn't even vote. I'm like, what the fuck? Ooh, daddy, you had me at a good time, because don't ask me to defend you and I can't even vote. What were our black people expected to deal with back in those days? And we try a lot of day and show our asses in our underwear that we don't even buy our mama buy. We show our asses. Oh, we get fancy. Oh, there we go. I knew I would remind myself. Okay, Oprah. What's wrong with Oprah? Why every movie Oprah make, the new one, is she giggling and grinning by a black director? Mind you, okay, good, it ain't Spike Lee or nothing. It ain't Malcolm X or nothing. It ain't nothing positive about black people. But the movie is The Butler, and it's about a butler that was a butler during the time of Reagan. Oh, that's a wonderful time for black people. So it's Oprah in the middle, taking grinning. It's the black director on the left, if you're facing him. And it's my girl, shoot, I like her, whatever her white name is. I forgot. I like her. She's Miss Reagan, and then some dude is Mr. Reagan, President Reagan. What is it about Oprah that the only movies that Oprah can make are about black people suffering, about black butlers, about black people getting raped? About big old fat black people. I don't even know what that movie's about. I'm like, oh, no. Yeah, I don't like putting black suffrage in my face and looking at it like it's cute. White people love that shit. That's why white people love Oprah. And that's why she will continue. But I need Oprah to stop using her power to continually remind black people how we are will always be slaves, except for her. It must be her job to remind black people that we will always be slaves. Stop it, Oprah. Okay? I need you to stop that shit. And no, I ain't going to see no butler. We want to see a movie about a nigga butler. Okay? That worked for Ronald Reagan? Or is Oprah on crack rock? Wait a minute, is Oprah smoking crack? Who wants to see that shit? Who wants to see that? Who wants to see that? Because you know why? That's all we have to see. We either got to go see a basketball movie, we got to see a butler movie, we got to see a hoe movie. Go find that goofy guy that still has an afro that talks about stuff like Stephen Hawking. That dude that's always on. That dude. Go make a movie about his life. an intelligent black man doing some intelligent shit so we can go on and be intelligent for the next 50 years in America. Who wants to see a black movie about a butler? Oh, the butler, she grinning. Hey, hey, butler. Because we know you got one, but Oprah, we ain't got no butler. And for Ronald Reagan, get a clue. Wake the f*** up. Where's your mama and daddy? And when they old, just past being slaves, where they at? Talk to them about the movies you should make. You know, damn. Oh, black Oprah job. Remind black people, Oprah, you are part of the whatever. Your job is to remind black people of how they will always be slaves. So this is Black People Business Wednesday. If you know Oprah, would you please tell her to stop and don't be putting that shit on Facebook how you went to see the butler and it was just wonderful. Oh, that was great. No, hell no. I don't want to see no movies about black people suffering. No more until the day I die. No more. No basketball movies. No P. Diddy movies. And I don't want to see no more Tyler Perry acting like somebody's old country ass nigga grandma. I don't want to see that shit either. This is Black People Damn Business again Wednesday. Wake up. Grow up. I'm getting old. We got to get this shit together before I die. And I used to be the youngest one around, and now I'm getting old. This shit got to stop. I'll be back. What's up, folks? This is Black People Business Wednesday on Wednesday. And I'm talking about, oh, Oprah, you acting like you're showing nigga stuff. And what's in the background of my music, Warren G? Oh, the hoe was a hoe. You know, I'm listening to Aaliyah music. Let me turn it down. We're going to put reggae music on. Warren G talking about, and the hoe, she loved me. Talking about Oprah, and I'm playing nigga music. So we're going to put reggae beats on. Because I was celebrating. And usually Aaliyah music plays only Aaliyah songs. I guess they mad like I am that she ain't alive. So here we go. We're going to play the Reggae Regulators because they be talking about my main man, Jesus, that gave me a Martin Luther King moment today. Ha, ha. You know, there was a preacher on something, and he was sweating his ass off. I mean, he was more sweating from ha, 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 ha. That shortens your breath. What are you doing? And wiping his head off. I can't understand what you're saying for all of that extra breathing and all of that. So I'd be real good. Even T.D. Jakes do too much of that shit for me. Lose some weight, dude. You know, I mean, for me, God was not a big old fat dude wearing a big old fat robe. And part of, you know, our God's a perfect God. And I'm not trying to judge because I got a big beer belly. You know what I'm saying? But our God's a perfect God, and everything about us, we should be thinking in perfect terms. So we know you've been getting a whole lot of money and eating really good every night. You can show. It can tell. We can tell. Then you look at somebody like Joyce Meyer, my idol, my spiritual mom, and she looked like an old grandma 10 years ago. Today she looks my age. No, nobody. I look 20. She looks my mama's age. She looks very good. And the Spirit of God is perfect. So as you receive the Spirit of God, you will become a perfect being. You will actually become perfect. You will actually become perfect. And you will. If you focus on the perfection of God, because God is perfect, everything that God makes is perfect. Look at the trees. Look at the birds. Look at the Discovery Channel. Look at some fish. God is perfect. And like I was saying the other day, you know, I was watching the Burial Reef, and fish just, you know, they doing their job. But see, they work on instinct. They don't have a brain. So their brain is totally computerized and mechanized to do what they need to do to survive. And if they get caught slipping, they dead. Us, on the other hand, we have a brain. We have the ability to think into existence the things that we want, the things that we are, and the things that we do, and the things that. And over the course of time, from probably the time that I was born until today, people out there with more power than we have, more resources than we have, just like this apartment complex. You know, there are 400 apartment complexes here. You can't tell me you can take one person, you can't take one $700 rent and do what's right by like a thousand people that live here and children. You know what I'm saying? It takes somebody like me. God set me up. You know, I'm like, God, you set me up. Whether it's the car and I didn't die, okay? My daughter's friend had the same situation. She did. Okay, I didn't die, nor did I even die. My car wasn't even damaged, and I drove it for another 2 years. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand that we are here for a particular purpose, and figure out what your purpose is. The Panthers were here. They knew for a particular purpose, and I'm just running my mouth with 8 minutes to talk about them. I need to shut my mouth, and we're going to get on it, because the Black Panthers, as we discussed before, they were the symbol of strength and Black power in America. That's why the CIA and all those guys, and even Black people within the organization, had to just tear that apart. Because if Black people started to realize and understand the power that they had, it would be over. You know, but over what? Over what? All we do is make a better country when every race of people succeeds, whether we're Black, we're white, we're Asian. We don't mind any other people succeeding, you know. And I need Black people, as Black people, to understand that most of our own Black people aren't going to stand up and do what we need to do for each other. You can tell that. I'm almost 50. This shit happened when I was a baby, when I was shitting on myself. Lord knows we should have more progress than we do today. Lord knows, okay, people go to jail. People got to go to jail. Yeah, people do stuff wrong. They got to go to jail. But you can't tell me that the majority of people that do wrong in this country are only Black people. There's a lot of racism in everything, everywhere that I've gone. Every time that I have stood up for myself, I face racism, especially here in Sacramento, where you're expected to just be an average Negro. But see, where they messed up and where God did mess up, because God don't never mess up. He put me here in a place where, you know, being average is okay. Just letting people walk over you is okay. And then it's the heat of government for California, and I love it. You know, the Black Panthers believe that, you know, they wanted respect. And like I do, I believe, like my parents taught me, there'd be no America if it wasn't for Black people. There would be no America. There would be no America if it wasn't for Black people. Black people, most of all, first of all, need to realize that and stand up for what's yours. Ain't nobody asking for no goddamn reparations, all that old shit. Nobody's asking for that. We're not getting that. But we're not going to get respect until we demand it. You only get out of life what you expect. If you don't expect shit, you ain't gonna get shit. My parents expected A's out of me. I gave them A's. I expect Black people just like me, Black people period, to understand that these people like the Panthers, who we never talked about tonight, but we will talk about, because they had the 8-point program, they had the 10-point program, where they say, yeah, we demand this. We demand this for our people. The Jews demanded, and they got for what wrongs America did to them. Chinese people demanded, and they got. I don't know how we do it as a people. I don't know how we do it as a people, but we need to try to do it. As far as I'm concerned, there's nobody that, since Dr. Martin Luther King, since Malcolm X, since the Panthers, since the Kennedy brothers that were killed, who, other than, I mean, I see stories about our second in line, all the Jesse Jacksons and all that old stuff. They didn't do anything to, I mean, they basically, they didn't do anything. And you know, I wasn't back then. You know, maybe I wouldn't have done shit either if I seen my man's head getting blown open in my face. Maybe I wouldn't have done shit either. But that was a long time ago. That was then. This is now. We see the kids. We see what's going on. And at least we can say, you know what, we demand in public school, this is public school of the land that black people made, that black people suffered, that black people were slaves for hundreds of years. We demand, goddammit, as black people, that children in public schools, in the public school system, that they have the option. Okay, we know you ain't going to demand nothing for black people in this country at this point because nobody stands up for us. But at least you have an option. That if your child wants to enroll in black history courses, he gets the option, he can go, and he doesn't have to be black. He can be whatever. I mean, how many years did I go and see at Black History Month? I'm thinking it's all biggest public school. They don't give a damn about that. You know why they don't give a damn? Because we don't give a damn. And they happy we don't give a damn, but don't let Cinco de Mayo roll around. And I don't blame them, but because black people get exactly what they expect. You don't expect shit. You don't get shit. And that needs to stop. The Black Panthers, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, those people, it like it stopped. Okay. Civil Rights Act, you don't have to sit in the back of the bus. That's good enough for you, right? Right? Okay. Jim, how long did Jim Crow go on? You know, it's time for, if you're a black leader, you need to be a dream keeper. You need to continue on with the work of Dr. Martin Luther King. Did anybody talk to him? What happens if you get picked off, bro? What are we going to do if that? Did anybody have that? Was there a plan anywhere for that? Well, you know what? Too bad if it wasn't. It's too goddamn late. It's too much bad that's gone on because of it. Be a dream keeper. Say, yeah, I'm going to do whatever I can, and maybe I'll listen to this crazy woman on this little bootleg-free radio station, see what she has in mind. See what the Women's Self-Awareness Program is all about. See what the Boys to Men Project is all about at our website at aaasm.org. That's dream keeper shit. And whenever you have a problem, if you can even think to wake up before the sun arises, look for the warrior. He's there. Look for the three stars. They ride next to each other. They're the belt of righteousness. They're three bright stars. Above the stars, you see his shoulders. Below the stars, you see his kneecaps. And that's a symbol to me, and it has been and it will continue to be, that God is there. He is there. And we need to be there for children in America, and most specifically, black children. We have to be there. We have to be there. I look at my kids and I think, what if I would have been not there? They wouldn't be half the people that they are. And most times it only takes one person. Be that one person. This is black people business. Wednesday, God damn it. And I love you. And I'll be back tomorrow. And I'm actually going to talk about the Black Panthers tomorrow. But what I rather talk about, and what I want to get into your heart and into your mind, that you are Martin Luther King. You are Malcolm X. If there ain't no you, there ain't no them. Let's get it together. Let's do what the hell we need to do. Let's honor those folks. By honoring ourselves and our culture, honor your mother and father. All of y'all got grandmas and grandpas. All right, I ain't the only one with old ass mom and daddy. Let's honor those folks. Let's be a dream keeper. Let's keep it going. And when you need some help and you need some strength, get your ass up at 5 o'clock in the morning and look for the warrior in the sky, because he's there and he loves you. And I do too. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good Thursday. And you can still get a humpty hump. It's not midnight yet. Get your hump on Hump Wednesday. This is Black People Business Wednesday. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. And be good to everybody you know.